Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
The Rundown is brought to you by High Noon, the best hard seltzer in the game. It's real vodka, real juice, real sparkling water. That's just like a delicious cocktail that you usually get at the bar. Now they put it in a can. You can bring it anywhere you go. You can bring it to the pool. You can bring it to the beach. You can bring it to the lake if you're a trash person.
Ugh.
If you want to go to a big, gigantic puddle.
You're in Chicago.
A very dirty puddle. You can drink your High Noons there. You can drink them on the boat, pool, on the golf course, wherever. Wherever you take it this summer, a
work?
Nice, refreshing High Noon.
Sure.
Yeah.
Drink
at
work. I encourage it at work. Family functions, wherever you go. You got that sexy, sleek, tall can. It's all about the branding and the messaging and the taste, and High Noon's got all that down. They've got the watermelon, the pineapple, the lime, the peach. They've got a tropical variety pack now that features mango and passion fruit.
Big passion fruit.
Mr. Passion fruit guy.
Yeah.
Don't even know what a passion fruit is, what it looks like where it comes from.
I've never seen a passion fruit. It's just a delicious juice.
They got black cherries.
That's a passion fruit.
I love passion fruit. Passion about everything,
with the warm weather here, High Noon is the only drink to drink. And right now, Barstool America is popping. We're two episodes in. Third one airs in just about a half hour. And that's the official sponsor. High Noon is the official sponsor of Barstool vs. America. So check out the biggest reality show we've been doing. That's why Pat's on the show today. And drink your High Noons at 7 p.m. Eastern every day through the rest of this week.
I want to get ahead of something real quick. Mm-hmm. I sweat a lot when I walk to work today.
I mean, I'm just...
And I've now dried. But so now, like, my ass is itchy. So I'm going to keep doing, like, this kind of stuff while we're on the show to, like, scratch my butt. But, like, it's not a gerbil. And if anyone says that...
It's not a gerbil.
If anyone says that, whoever said that is lying. I don't know why anyone even would even bring that up.
Would you switch lives with Richard Gere?
I don't even know who Richard Gere is.
What are you, a fucking idiot?
Wait, so you don't know the gerbil in the ass story?
Oh, I know that story. I didn't know that was Richard Gere, though. By the way, it is a gerbil.
Yeah, I was going to say, that clearly was a cover-up for a man with a gerbil in his head.
It's not a gerbil. Like,
I just want to get ahead of this. It's totally not a gerbil, and I'm writhing in agony around here. Yeah,
it's just your ass that's that itchy? It's not the rest of your body?
My cheeks are fucking itchy as shit, man.
I mean, it's the worst.
Well, you're wearing a swimsuit.
I'm sweating.
It's not a swimsuit. They're waterproof shorts.
They're not sweatproof, but they're waterproof.
So stupid.
They're waterproof shorts. They're not a bathing suit.
That's the definition.
What is
of
a bathing
suit?
Happen to be shorts that I can wear in a pool. It's not a bathing suit. They're just shorts. The regular shorts. Go to the website.
Do they have
go
a lining?
Go to the website. No, there's no lining because they're not fucking bathing suits. They're just shorts.
They're just stupid. They're just stupid and ugly. Just like you. Your shorts and you. Stupid.
He's got the
lining
on the outside, but not the inside.
It's called a pocket, you goddamn asshole.
You look like you're gonna go, like, you look like a Boy Scout who's gonna go camping or something.
I look like a teenager whose mom didn't do laundry last night.
Yeah, you look ridiculous.
That's what my summer ensemble could be described as.
It's tough.
Teenager who has to do his own laundry and he's like, I'm not doing it, I'll just wear whatever.
I just wanna get back to pants and hoodies. How far away from that fucking weather army?
Yeah, you saying you hate summer is such a fucking ridiculous thing to say. You want summer, you want winter over summer?
Yes.
Yep.
Definitely.
Winter over summer.
Without
dark, depressing
without
winter.
Hesitation.
Bro, the summer's depressing too.
The summer is not depressing.
Yes, it is.
What, you have the whole next week off. What are you going to do next week while you're off?
Fucking nothing, because my life sucks.
Yeah, you'll probably be in the AC, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to chill out in the AC and enjoy myself. Yeah. The once you are an adult with, like, responsibilities, a job, if you live in a city, and especially if you have, like, a family and kids and shit, summer is just another season, except you're sweating now. You frolic around. You're fucking.
I got no responsibility.
Yeah. I was gonna say,
my life
that's
just
what
a big party.
I
got. I
mean,
no
especially
kids.
Pride Month. Forget about it. You guys are just fucking each other in the streets all the time.
It is like Kyle Mackey, our social guy, had a tweet. He goes, "What gay people put them through in 3 days of Pride is the equivalent to 39 days of Survivor." I came in Monday. I had to do one swipe up for some like tobacco thing. I don't even dip. And I was like, So we're in the middle of it now.
I was telling a story on Case Radio yesterday that I was like. I went for a walk, and I didn't even realize it was, like, big Pride weekend this weekend. I just went for a walk, like, in like athletic shorts and a t-shirt and like Birkenstocks
they
with no sandals.
Was the Grand Marshal.
Bro, I was like,
he had a Marshal shirt. He was super
the
straight.
Exact opposite. Yeah. I was like, if I tried to like come out, they'd be like, he's just going through a phase.
Get we back don't, in we don't want him. Keep him.
He's not gay.
He is not straight. Yeah. Okay, interesting. Yeah.
No, Eastern Connecticut rugby shorts. Actually, they might have taken me. I have no idea where those shorts came from.
It would have been the lesbians, not the gays.
But that's one butch lady.
I look like fucking.
What's her name? Beard. Gwendolyn
right. Tarth? What's her name? What was fucking the tall chick in Game of Thrones?
Brienne of Tarth.
Brienne of Tarth. Yeah, I got that every Sunday night for 7 years.
You did look like her. That's got to be tough for her. Like, a bunch of people were tagging her being like, you look like this blogger.
Oh, whoa. God, it just hit me. You do look like her.
Big time.
But there was a guy behind me.
Summer is awesome if you're rich and you can, like, and you don't have responsibilities and you're, like, near the water all the time. But most people have a job and live in a city and live in an apartment and have responsibilities and can't just fucking, like, be at the pool or the beach all day. Right, so then you're just sweating all the fucking time.
Kevin's right.
Summer, man. Sucks.
Right now it's oppressive because it's 95. It's no one wants this. I would take like 80, high 70s, like low 80s over any other
weather.
I'd take
a nice blizzard.
Give me 50 fucking degrees.
Fuck yeah, I take a blizzard. I get fucking mad when it doesn't snow.
When it's the wintertime, I can put on a jacket, stay warm. You can't cool yourself off when you're hot.
All right. Fair. I'm not going to agree with you, but I'll take it. Plug Barst Lindors while we're here.
Yeah, that's what's up. Air conditioning all year round, maybe. The NFL is gay. Big old gay league, big old gay balls. What'd you think,
John? I saw that tweet, and I laughed so hard because they were just trying so hard. It's like the most stereotypical way for like a straight organization to say they're cool with gay guys. They might have quoted the video. They might as well have made it. I'm cool that you're gay, but don't hit on me, bro.
Don't
check out my piece
in
the
shower.
Exactly.
Like, it's lesbian. It's gay. Yeah. It's bisexual.
It's
like,
freedom.
And poor Carl.
Like, but we have had an argument about that before with like the don't look at me in the shower thing. Because it's like when people are like, just because I'm gay doesn't mean I want to fuck you. I'm like, but like we look like dissimilar. Like we're on the same, like you should want to fuck me. So when I see a girl who's around the same level as me, I'm like, I would really like to fuck her.
I mean, even if guys aren't on the same level as me, I want to fuck
well,
them.
You're
really
just, you're like, you're like a super gay. You're like the Black Widow of gays.
I'm the brown recluse of gays. But you know
what? Not the fucking, I meant fucking Scarlett Johansson.
Do you know what's funny?
Just give me a fucking etymology exam here.
Carl Nassib, I feel bad.
No. Etymology.
Etymology.
Fuck, nailed it.
Carl Nassib came out and the poor guy's like, I'm going to do this. It's not going to be a big deal. And then the NFL comes out with the most preposterous video of all time, and he's just thrust right back into the spotlight.
Yeah, it's like, see you later,
man. I feel bad
for
that fucking guy, but...
The guy who came out.
Carl Nassib.
He's been totally, you know, they should just let him have the moment. You didn't need to do your stupid little promo on top of
it. Good for them, I guess.
To back it up, speaking of dicks in the shower.
Oh, boy.
Here we There's go. A new...
This is... You're not going to get to see this.
You know what?
I'm sad for you.
We will blur it out, but we'll make it the right length.
Accurate size.
Yeah. You're not going to get to see this.
So there's a new, porny Netflix series. You know how they do those things that are 50 Shades of Grey? So it's called, Sex Life, and the premise is, a woman who's married and has, a boring marriage, and she keeps thinking about her ex-boyfriend. Eventually, the husband stalks the ex-boyfriend.
Right.
Goes to his gym. Showers with him.
What is this?
It is offensive what you're about to see.
Look how big this fucking guy's dick is.
Is that CGI?
That's what I said.
It has to be.
I Googled it, and the actor said he was
Frankie,
told...
Frankie, come look at this.
He was told about
see
the...
You
guys gotta see this cock.
This is insane. Good God.
It's
I can't
the biggest
believe they...
cock. Come on.
They found my dick in CGI.
And wait, play it in real time. The way it swings
look
and
at the reveal.
Dangles and the water trickles off of it. It's crazy.
Like a faucet. Dude, you can watch the water fall off your dick,
it's
the best part. Like, I would see a kid in the shower, and I would just have my fucking fingers like this, and my dick in the middle, and just watch the water run off it all.
Usually for me, it was like a little ski slope, because I'm a little tight. Now when it just points straight down,
it
you can grab
straight,
it and pull
it leaves halfway down the shaft.
I mean, that was an elephant dick, where you see that just swanging.
Wait, so what show is that? Asking for a friend.
But, so I Google this, because I'm like, no fucking way this is real. And, I mean, no fucking way this is real! But the way it's shot looks, kind of real, and then the actor was like, I was told about the nudity scenes. He was like, I'm not going to do a show like this and not expect nudity because it's like pretty hardcore. And then he said, we didn't use any body doubles. He left it at that.
Did he use a cock double?
What could you do? You could like strap something on, like a fucking tube over it, or no, I guess you could just Photoshop after the fact, you could just do a full CGI.
I like that move from him, leaving it just open ended. Like, yeah, no, there were no body doubles.
It was my body.
There was a fucking team of CGI artists. Don't you think? There was no body doubles.
Yeah, like if it was your dick, I think you'd be like, I knew about the nudity scene, and I was okay putting my fucking cock out there.
I would not be embarrassed. You couldn't pay me enough, dude, that shower scene. Cold shower? Well, like,
see, now here's the problem. If that's not this guy's dick, then what? You know, like, how small is his real dick?
I mean,
they might have said, for the sake of this show, we gotta have you be, like, the envy of all men so that the husband's upset about it. But, you know, and you're only packing, you know, like a 5 1/4, like a regular, you know, American man.
That was a 12-inch soft dick.
Soft.
Yeah, that's what everyone has. They toss around baby's arm like that was literally an infant's arm.
I would imagine if that's a real dick, when it gets hard, it just goes up.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't get bigger.
There's no way it can grow.
Yeah, it's like a drawbridge. Yeah. It doesn't extend, it just comes up.
Like the Conan O'Brien dance, like we just, whoop, just pulls it with a string. He does his little hip thing. It's like, yoink. So there's a dick in the shower. If you want to go watch it, it's Sex Life is what it's called. Okay, so the NFL's gay, and that's just as much like pandering as like humanly possible, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's pandering. They tried. Good job, good effort, I guess.
That was their word. I saw the TMZ tweet, but that was the NFL's word, just like football is gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Also, consult a gay person.
It should have said, fucking gay dude. The NFL's fucking gay dude. Then it would have been really real. Also in the NFL,
if you thought fucking the middle America was mad about Colin Kaepernick,
watch out, you
accuse them all of being homosexuals.
Yeah, man. Dude, that's gonna
He's still in Texas, is rioting right now, burning the ground. They're all just confused.
You like football, you might as well put a dick in your mouth, man.
every fucking offensive lineman in Texas is like Andy in The Office when he's like, wait, Oscar, am I gay?
Daniel Snyder made his wife the co-CEO of the team. I don't know what the fuck that's about, but I know it's something like shady and illegal, and like you're moving money around, and you've got to have certain names. You know what I mean? There's something going on there.
Yeah, I like nepotism though, so I'm cool with it.
But or it's like he just wants the headline of like first female CEO of the Redskins.
She's one of the few. Isn't McCaskill or whatever? Yeah, and also Ford in Detroit.
So then. Fuck it. Really. So then I'm even more convinced it's like a tax purpose, divorce.
He's setting himself up to still remain involved while his wife is in charge. Because he has to like leave, right? Wasn't he like he let all this stuff go on, like all the sexual assault.
The family name, you know what's up?
Yeah.
What's going on with your godforsaken franchise?
It's bad. So
yeah, no kidding. It's the Redskins, of course.
Oh, wow. Washington football team. Cancel Kevin, hashtag. He's been investigated for so long for allowing all that sexual harassment.
I'm sweating. I hate the summer so much. Sorry, keep going.
And now he's like, oh, well, when they kick me out of the league, my wife will just be running the team.
Can't kick that woman out.
Right, yeah. And now it's terrible. Yeah. They're just going to be running this team forever. It's bad.
Mm-hmm. You got to hope they die soon.
Yeah. Oh, been saying that for years.
Yep, cross your fingers. Also, Tom Brady and Giselle have like officially aligned themselves with some like crypto exchange.
Yeah, Brady's been on the crypto for a little while
now.
Yeah,
he did the laser eyes. I think he bought it at the absolute peak.
Yeah, it hasn't gone great since Tom got on.
So we need that to...
It's the first thing Tom's ever done in his life that it wasn't wildly successful right away.
Right away. We got time. I'm actually down with Brady. Like, let's get the crypto on.
But I mean, like, the second he got to Tampa, I mean, Tampa's going to get another cup. Tom's going to be in Tampa for 2 years, and he's going to have 3 championships in, like, 20 months.
Yeah. I mean,
that's an actual thing that's going to happen. It's like, he's going to leave with 8 rings.
Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting.
The town of Tampa, but they're going to have 2 cups and the Super Bowl.
And he'll probably get another Super Bowl.
Yeah, he definitely has a very good shot at getting another Super Bowl.
And the Rays, you know, made it, so it's like, it's crazy.
4 championships, I mean, four appearances, 3 championships. In Tom Brady's tenure.
I need him now. Like, forget about the sports. Let's get the crypto back up, dude. Let's get.
Do you have crypto?
Yeah, I got a little bit of Bitcoin.
Hoach.
And you got SafeMoon.
And I got SafeMoon. Yes, you got SafeMoon as well. But that was, I mean, that just completely.
That one hasn't gone so well.
Yeah,
that one hasn't gone
Dave,
so well.
Dave really, really fucked the pooch on that one.
I convinced myself I was going to get rich.
Yeah.
I go, this is it. Invest it all.
I would have never done it either, except what he told us. He was like, I want to let you know. So I was like, all right, some shit's going down. And it's just like, no, man, you're a shitty investor.
That was such a fun day. They're so chaotic that, like, whatever
scrambling
happens,
to get signed up for that,
like, it
fucking
was worth
ridiculous.
It. Everyone running around.
We should have known when it took, like, 30 people in order to buy it, just to figure out how to buy it.
Well, that's always the goal,
work.
Is you got to find these things that are hard to buy so that nobody buys them yet, and then they get easy to buy, and then you get rich. Hoach. I mean, why won't Blockfolio just fucking put it on there? Just do it, Blockfolio. Fucking Tom, make it happen. I need Tom Brady to endorse Hoach.
Well, I think Brady was safe moon. I mean, he just threw a football through the moon. Like, might as well...
as well do it. Sure, both of them. How about that? All right, second half of the rundown is brought to you by Manscaped. It's the summer. You got itchy asses.
I was just about to start scratching.
Yep. You know, I'm sure you've been manscaping all month, right? You guys have been trying to keep it trim and clean all month long.
I got the 4.0.
The 4.0, the lawnmower?
I got the skin-safe technology.
You
skin,
do.
The skin-safe technology is one of the best things ever.
Yeah, I mean, you can just go crazy.
You can go jump,
and nothing. Bro, I used to fucking do that thing, like,
like you're an archaeologist.
Bro,
like,
I used to, like, fucking, like, get hard first just so you can fucking...
I used to do that.
That was back in the day. When
totally
it was like straight
recent.
Blade, when you use it, when I was using straight blade,
oh, I never,
like,
I never
when I was
did
like
that.
Like 16,
yeah,
like, when I was like,
I never,
and
went,
I didn't
like,
even
actual
have to
blade
at that
shit's
point, by the way, but it was just like we guys did it, so it was
yeah,
like, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd be like, all right, fucking, you gotta fucking trim the whole thing down.
Yeah, no, now
it's like shucking a corn.
Do you shave your balls when they're like long or when they're like tight?
Depends on what day.
Yeah, whatever. However, we're doing it.
I mean, more often than not, it's a long ball day.
I don't set the AC to be like, all right, I'm gonna shave balls in a bit.
Yeah,
but I think I prefer. I think I prefer
short.
A tight. Yeah, I think I prefer a little chill.
Yeah. Well, there's just more. There's just more, you know.
They're cheering for Manscaped.
No.
The interns are in there shaving each other's nuts.
Yeah, so yeah, you trim it up the lawnmower 4.0 that has the light. It's waterproof. It has the nick-proof technology. Then you have the ball toner, the crop reviver. They have moisture-wicking boxers that you can wear now, boxer briefs. So they've got everything from the razors through the whole process of, you know, keeping it smooth, clean, moisturized. They've also got the nose and ear hair trimmers. Which is crazy. Like, if you have ear hair and shit, nose hair, you gotta take care of that. Like, old men who just have it, like, coming out. Like, that's fucking insane.
That's the grossest thing. You see a guy with nose hair?
Yeah.
That's, like, the most nerdy, like, unself-aware thing.
Right.
Trim your fucking nose hair. It's
although,
disgusting.
I actually think maybe when you reach that point, it's kind of baller to be like, I got hair coming out of my nose and I don't give a fuck.
You either gotta be older,
like,
well.
This is the most disgusting thing in the world. Yeah, those are the kind of people who enjoy summer. You got nose hairs. Go to manscaped.com. Use promo code Rundown. Get 20% off. Plus free shipping. That's manscaped.com, promo code Rundown. I know a guy who hates fucking summer, Dylan Bundy, on the mound at Yankee Stadium yesterday, just blowing chunks all over the place. I'm assuming that was a heat thing. Did he say what it was? Like, was there...
I didn't see anything after
the game. I
would assume so. It was 100 degrees.
Yeah,
I mean,
he was pouring with sweat. Who knows? You had a couple of drinks the night before. Maybe you get into town, you're in New York, you know, you're not feeling your best on the mound. And
you
know that feeling.
Drinks.
Huh?
You don't even need drinks for that.
No, you don't. But I
dude,
mean,
I got nauseous in the shower yesterday. It was just so hot. I was like, my shower's also fucky.
Can't you
and, like,
just control that?
It just
colder,
gets
bro?
Like, no, it doesn't get that cold. It's like I can only shower like pretty
hot.
At best, it gets
see,
it's pretty
reason,
hot.
It would be great in the winter.
It would, yeah,
you'd
it's
have a
awful
shower
in the winter. But it's just like I was just, like I had to get out of the shower and just be like I was too nauseous in the shower. It was too hot. So
you got something going on with your health.
Huh?
Oh yeah.
You're like I look here and
I do think about that
one
sometimes.
Second.
When we rant, we're like I'm sweating and I'm tired and I hate this. Like maybe it's not the season, bro.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
it's
there's
the
some
vibe.
Internal issues going on.
Yeah.
With it. This might be your last rundown ever.
This might be your last. He predicted his death on July 4th. He has since
I said
told
I'm
us,
not going to make it to July 4th.
He said he wasn't going to make it to July 4th, and then on KFC Radio, I was like, well, dude, you came pretty close with the neck thing, and he was like, oh, I was talking about suicide.
I don't know if we were allowed to say that.
I was going to say, it was a full-blown Suey reference.
Hard
Suey. Yeah. Hard Suey on the pod. I was like, wow. Also, there was some shit said on this last episode of KFC Radio. I highly encourage you to go listen to it. It was a wild one. Yeah, but, I mean, that feeling when you're on the mound, and he was probably like, don't do it, don't do it. Oh, it's coming. Oh, no, it's coming.
I wonder,
like, you know,
like,
when you're trying to fight it, but then when you know it's you've gone beyond the point of no return, so you're like, all right, am I going to throw up here? Am I going to throw up there? Should I run? And then you just go.
Like, when you have the mouth sweats, when I have the mouth sweats and I'm in a bar bathroom even, I'm nervous. I'm like, oh, what is going to happen? If I'm in fucking Yankee Stadium sitting in front of Kevin Durant, being like,
yes,
oh.
Durant was
like,
there laughing at him.
It's one thing, like, if I just have to puke and then I can just go back to drinking. Like, I'm like, oh, I have to puke and I have to pitch to fucking Giancarlo Stanton or was it Will Matthew and on that, whoever it was.
Yeah, someone's going
to
strike out.
Like, I'm like, I have to go pitch after this? This is going to fucking
I mean,
suck.
That is one of the more embarrassing things. What? Remember that umpire who threw
LeMahieu?
Up? That was like This was not as bad, but I mean, he probably, I mean, he was going. I'm surprised he didn't pass out. He was down bad.
If I puke, my day's done.
I feel it better. I feel like that guy could have pitched after that.
I'm half and half. Like, I puked before.
If
a
I puke from drinking, my day's not done. But if I'm just too hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm
just
I'm
shut not. It down. That's yeah. your body saying right. go the fuck into the club.
Yeah. No, I can puke and rally for parties. But
yeah.
What was the crowd's reaction to it? Did they like freak out? He got pulled right away.
I mean, Durant was like, whoa! Like he was like laughing and surprised. I think he came out, right? Did he come out of the game?
Yeah, he came out, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I thought you
everyone's just kind of like, oh, shit.
Yeah, the ground keeps going. I run out and throw that fucking janitor powder on it and keep it moving, I guess.
Think a guy mops it up.
Yeah, I mean, probably, right? What was the other thing? A couple other topics here. Scottie Pippen. Out of fucking control. Scottie Pippen's out here trying to sell his whiskey and his new book.
Is it whiskey or is it rum?
Rum. Whatever it is. Whatever yeah. it is. It's some sort of liquor. And he's got a book. And so he's calling Phil Jackson racist. He said the play for Tony Kukoc was racist. Dan Patrick kind of like drew it out of him. He was like, are you saying that Phil Jackson's racist? He was like, yup. I mean, when you know someone's got a book coming out and you're trying to sell a liquor, it's like, I'm not even going to get all riled up. It's still fucked up to be throwing around like that kind of accusation. You want to sell books, fine. But you can't call people fucking racist, you know what I mean? It's like... He worked with you can't be in the NBA and really be that racist. And, I mean, you can be, but right. I don't think Phil Jackson was. He worked with a lot of like,
Donald Stone's got a call.
Yeah, that's a new that popped into my mind. He's got AIDS.
Yeah,
but like Phil Jackson, the Zen master, he connects with like everybody. He's worked with black guys, white guys, European guys. He's had success with all of them. Like I think he'd be like the last coach I would throw around that term. It's just like, Scotty, you got sour grapes, bro.
I think anyone with white hair, it's fair.
You got white hair, you're racist?
Like,
you white, you can at least throw out the idea.
Yeah. You'd be like, I don't know, they might be racist.
Well, it's like inherently. You got white hair, it's at least in your bones.
I don't know,
it's in your DNA somewhere.
If you have dinner before, like, around 5 p.m., like,
racist.
You can probably...
You have dinner at 5
you can probably catch a racist accusation.
You've said the word before.
Yeah, you've said it.
Maybe not, you know, harshly, but you've said it.
But I love Pippen.
He looks ridiculous,
he looks,
by the way. He looks like that cartoon character that...
He looks like the ant from Bug's Life.
Yeah, he's got the shape going in that.
The guy from The Wire. He's got the hair like the guy from The Wire.
Right, careful, you're being racist.
Why?
Now. You're being racist.
They have similar hair.
You're being racist.
Canceled. What are you talking about?
Yep.
That's not... They got comfortable haircuts.
That's a racist comment.
The interns are going, yep.
And he's also said, just like, I love him, call himself Scottie Pippen. Like, you got Scottie Pippen on your team.
Yeah, third person.
Third person doesn't
get used enough. He's being ridiculous and kind of an asshole, definitely an asshole. Now that's translating to people, like, bashing him, the player. And the Last Dance didn't really help. They painted him a picture that's kind of like, as he was lame. Scottie Pippen was the fucking truth, man. He was incredible.
He was a fucking beast. But that show opened up the floodgates for him to be back in the spotlight. Because everyone knew him as just the guy who took the back seat. Now he's like...
refused to relinquish it.
Yeah. He's holding on.
The last 2 weeks.
And you know what? Larsa Pippen's putting him through fucking hell. So get your books sold. Get your
liquor sold.
Get your money and fucking call whoever you want a racist. It's been a rough go for Scottie, all right? So... Get your money, man. One football topic we forgot to touch on was also Brady on the Shop. We meant to do it yesterday. A few days ago, he made his appearance on the Shop where he was talking with the boys, talking about the free agency teams that passed on him, specifically that one mystery team where he said, you're going to stick with that motherfucker, and that's, you know, and then he was like, I'm going to kill you.
The best. Just the fucking best.
If he just didn't look like a goddamn scarecrow, I would think that was
awesome.
He
looks hot, bro.
He does.
He looks like a man who lives in Florida.
He looks like, I mean, he's got plastic surgery face and Botox face, and he looks like a scarecrow.
He has Botox face.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
He has both. He has Botox. If he does, good for him. No.
Yes.
No, he got...
If he does, God bless Tom Brady. How dare you accuse him?
He looks awful.
Botox is normal. You can get Botox and be fucking... Well, what they do is, like, when you're really rich, you get tiny bits of plastic surgery at once. Like, Jennifer Lopez, she doesn't go the full back. She'll just get a little tweak. I think Brady did get plastic surgery, but I think he's at the point now...
I think we're talking crazy
where it's being
here.
Pulled back, like, too much.
The kid from San Mateo?
The kid from San Mateo.
Plastic surgery?
It's like that. That you're gonna go with that motherfucker?
He fucking fell asleep on the beach.
He looks like Jack Nicholson in Batman. Looks like Jack Nicholson in the Joker.
I honestly it doesn't jump out at me when I watch it, and I have biased eyes. You're blinded by something with Tom Brady.
I mean, he looks ridiculous.
I just wanted to be more human.
I thought he looked fantastic.
He doesn't look like a human at all. He's not a human. He was made in a laboratory after he died 9/11. All right, Barstool vs. America is tonight, episode 3. Pat, you are the villain.
The big gay villain, baby. We're taking after Disney.
What do you think?
What does that mean?
Who's gay and who's the
Every
gay villain?
Every villain ever in Disney is gay. Scar, Jafar.
Why?
The guy from... Who's the Beauty and the Beast?
Gaston.
They're all queens.
He was not gay.
Oh, that one I've heard. That one I've heard.
No, Kelly knows. Kelly's looking at me. She knows.
Gaston was straight because LePew
wanted
to fuck him.
Gaston was straight.
Him and LePew were fucking. Yeah.
No, I heard that. They did that in like the fucking the new age one, but in the old one, LePew is trying to fuck him and Gaston's trying to fuck Belle.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's not. This isn't the point. The point is, I'm the villain, and I fucking love. It was so funny in episode 2 because it started out. They're like, "Hey, Pat, you know, we're going to get into it this time." And I was like, great. I don't know how they're going to paint me. And then it starts. There's some evil violin music.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second it goes to Dana and Marty, they give, like, the dumbass.
The dumb music. They have such dumb music. It's like, here are the dumb guys. And they're like, they couldn't figure out how to vote for, like, they couldn't figure out how to win. They're like, if we get down to the end, you vote for me. And Marty's like, wait, if you voted for me, that would mean you'd be the loser, and then I would make you the loser too. And they're like, I don't know. We'll just do it at the end. Okay? Like,
I think it's gonna be great because I was nervous going into it that I was the only one playing the game, but everyone is playing the game in episode 3, and it gets intense, and people get mean, and people
friendships
get
are
personal.
Broken.
On the next episode of Barstool versus America, things begin to get slippery in the Music City.
I think everybody knew exactly what was going on after that.
And shocking drama rocks the competition.
If I cut him right now, blue would come out of his body, not yellow, which is a problem.
Yep.
Like today, Spider and Casey were screaming at each other over here about something that happened 3 weeks ago.
Bro, it is the Spider respect tour.
Yes, it is.
Stay out of the fucking way. Either respect the man or get off the tracks, because Spider's coming.
All we do is win. All we know is dubs. All Marty knows is L's. It is what it is.
So we got, what, 3 more episodes?
3 more, yeah. Nashville, Chicago, and then the big finale in the Jersey Shore. And I'm not going to give any spoilers, but the last episode on the beach.
Juicy.
People go at it.
Juicy.
And it's fucking good.
7 o'clock tonight, Barstool vs. America, episode 3.
It'll be good. Definitely watch it. It gets pretty wild.
All right, you watch on YouTube or on the website or on social media. Go check it out. See you guys tomorrow.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.